Okay, it is time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and today we are joined by Haley Osmus, a senior here at Piers Healy High. And Haley, give us a little bit about your background, your family, and where you live in town here.
Well, I live right by the Blue Park in Piers. Okay. Everyone knows about that one.
Okay, and what are some of the things you're involved in here at Piers?
Well, I'm involved in book club.
DOE, yes. I know we are talking about that. Now, let's talk about that. Your advisor is Ms. Stockmeyer, and what business in town are you involved in to work as part of that program?
I work at the grocery store in town.
Okay.
It's called Pierce Foods.
Yep, Pierce Foods. So what do you do there? How many hours do you spend there, and what are your responsibilities?
Oh, I work there pretty often, mostly the till, have the produce shifts, occasionally a stock shift.
Okay. Is that something you enjoy? How did you get placed in that spot? Were you able to pick your business to go to, or were you assigned to it?
Well, you're actually assigned to that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So when I first started out working there, I started out like everyone else does. They start at stock.
Sure. That's kind of the starting point for everybody there. And you've obviously, how long have you been doing that now? What, how many, since just the start of your senior year?
Oh, I've worked there for a while, about a year and a couple months.
Okay. And you moved to Piers, right? You were in Forest Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obviously Forest Lake's a Twin Cities metro school, big school to small school. What has that transition been like for you, coming to a smaller school with smaller class sizes? Everybody kind of knows everybody, you said. What's that been like for you to come to Piers?
It's very different, I'll put it that way. It's more of a country town here. Forest Lake, you're all around the city. You see people every day, different people, different places. Here you see basically the same people every day.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you here in Piers, obviously. Book club, what is involved with that? I'm a big reader here and enjoy that. What do you do in book club?
Well, we all choose a book that we're interested in reading, and then we get time to read it on our own. And we meet up usually 2 weeks after reading, like, maybe half the book, and then we talk about it.
Is that something that is a school-sponsored type of event, or is that something that somebody kind of started on their own and just kind of put out a flyer or said, hey, who wants to join book club? You know, what was the origins of that, do you know?
I want to say someone maybe started it. Like, they thought it'd be a good idea to start a book club, and heck, it's been running since.
What's your favorite type of book to read? Do you have a genre that you really enjoy?
I do like mystery and romance.
Okay.
Both.
Yeah, if they can combine a good mystery romance, like a Secret Admirer book club. Any authors that you particularly enjoy?
Natasha Preston.
Natasha Preston. What about her writing style do you like?
Oh, she just makes it sound like mysterious and like you can relate to it, or it just sounds like deep and everything.
How often do you meet with the book club?
Well, it varies. Oh. Like, we decide on different dates when we want to meet or what time we want to finish the book, so we determine by that. Usually it's every 2 weeks.
Have you ever thought of doing any writing on your own? Is that something, you know, a lot of times people that like to read kind of have that little germ in their mind that, hey, I might try to write my own book someday. Is that ever something that would interest you?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Like, I like to read. Writing isn't my strong suit, but I like to write if I have that motivation.
So, book club and DOE, what about classwork? What type of classes do you find really interesting and challenging here at Piers?
Spanish.
Oh, okay. And that would, are you going on the Costa Rica trip? Have you done that, or is that something that might be in your future?
I have not gone to Costa Rica, and I didn't go last year.
Okay. What about the Spanish language here? Is that something that obviously pretty useful? I mean, this day and age, I mean, it's not certainly a bad thing to be multilingual.
Well, I've taken it. Well, this would be my fifth year of taking it.
Well, give us a little something in Spanish then. Tell the folks something in Spanish.
¿Cómo estás?
How are you, right?
Yes.
Wow. So how would I grade out? Could I go to the top of the class there in Spanish?
I mean,
Well, I was able to recognize what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. College plans, anything in the future for you, Haley?
I'm hoping to go to college right after high school, and if that's not the case, hopefully the military, just like my dad did.
Oh, okay. What, any particular branch?
I want to go into the nursing field, so okay. That'd be something I would do.
All right. Well, boy, that's a very admirable goal for you, if that's the path you decide to take. Any advice for young students coming to Piers or coming up through the hallways of Piers? What would you tell a young student, a 7th, 8th, 9th grader?
I would say always ask questions if you're unsure about something. And I've learned that throughout the years. I've never asked questions, and I've struggled. Asking questions helped me out throughout every year.
Well, Haley, thanks for taking some time with us, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Yeah,
all right, that's Haley Osmus. She's one of the seniors here at Piers Healy High, and she's joined us on a senior spotlight on You Are There Sports.